Most people don't realize how much of their personal information is bought and sold every day. Data brokers are making billions pulling details about you from public records and the internet, then packaging and selling it, usually without your consent. That's how your information lands in the hands of scammers, spammers, and even stalkers. It's why you get endless robocalls and why ads seem to follow you everywhere. That's where Aura comes in. Aura actively removes your data from broker sites and keeps it off. They also instantly alert you if your information shows up in a breach or on the dark web. But Aura goes beyond data protection. With one app, you get a VPN, antivirus, password manager, spam call protection, dark web monitoring, and even up to $5 million in identity theft insurance, all backed by 24/7 US-based fraud support. Other companies might sell you just credit monitoring or a VPN. Aura gives you all of it, together, at the same price competitors charge for just one service. Start your free trial today at aura.com/protected. Protect yourself now at aura.com/protected.
Fill her up!
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Wake up, it's time to go. Zach Amico's got a show. Animals are here to play. Jokes and guests to start your day. Tell the Sandman no more sleep. Eat some eggs and cook some beef. Laugh is waiting, don't be shy. Stretch your legs and touch the sky. Grab a coffee and join the crew. It's Zach Amico.
It is a wonderful Wednesday here in New York City, and we're coming to you live from the Gas Digital Studios. It's me, your other boy, the international superstar, Zach Amico, and we're going to have a wonderful day today with two wonderful women across the table from me. First time in a long time, so glad to have her back, the incredibly funny Hannah Rochlein is here. How you doing?
Howdy, how's Zach?
How you doing, dude?
Grateful, just back in the New York swirl.
It's fucking great to have you. You know, I think the world of you. And next to her, from the Pimp Daddy podcast, the Eileen Wuornos of comedy, Sherry Suprane. How are you?
I'm good, Zach. How are you, honey?
I'm doing great.
Oh, I'm so proud of Zach.
You're very, so very kind. Thank you. Let's get plugs out of the way. Sherry, what do you want people to check out?
Pimp Daddy podcast. My co-host's a little weird, but listen for me.
Fantastic, Hannah.
I would just say follow me on social media at Handerpump Rules or Hannah Rochlein. I'm out on the road touring. I'll be upstate later this week and L.A. next. And other than that, yeah, just working on stuff. So just keep an eye to the sky.
Fantastic and wonderful. At Zach is not funny on Instagram. PunchUp.live/ZachAmico for my dates. And if you enjoy the show, use my promo code ZOO. You get your episodes early, ad-free, and uncensored. You get a little bit of money off your subscription. You get access to the live chat and the archives, thousands of episodes of all your favorite Gas Digital shows. And you get that Friday bonus episode. We do three of these a week. And if you want all three, you got to subscribe. But thank you so much, however you consume the program. All right, guys, let's take a look at a few stories. Let's start pretty easy. Belfast stabbing victim loses eye during attempted beheading as Sudanese suspect is ID'd. Shannon, what the fuck's going on here?
So apparently this guy kind of slid into the UK through some sort of like loophole. So it's like he's kind of supposed to be there, kind of not supposed to be there. I don't know the reason behind it, but I do have some video of it if you want to see.
Absolutely. Is this a machete attack?
I believe it's like a kitchen knife that he's using.
Daddy, still kill them. Hurry up.
Daddy,
something
he can't.
No,
he's not.
Dad, I don't go.
That's never good.
Yeah. Get off him, you fucking rat. Yo!
He's trying to cut his hair off, isn't he? Hurry up.
Hurry up.
Somebody come and kick him in the face.
Yeah,
what's going on?
I don't care.
Or
even
dark.
Him being armed, you know. I just it's the lack of response time that fucks with me a little bit on every time I see one.
Let
of these
me video
types of,
you. He's got a racket. Look at that.
For sure.
What's he got? What is that? A badminton racket? What
By the way, this guy is.
Especially a kitchen knife, bro. Like, that doesn't scare me at all. I could probably disarm him, and I don't even got that kind of training.
We're fighting.
All right, pause. Yeah. Hold on.
These fucking pussies.
This guy is on something, though.
We see it. I mean, I'm not. I'm not saying I couldn't
just
get hurt.
Broke that whatever he had over the guy's head, and he has not let go of his hold of the guy.
And the guy's knocked out, I'm assuming, or is he awake? The guy.
I think he's awake. And
oh, he needs to fucking start swinging. I don't know, but.
Yeah, I just have a little more fight at the end. I know
it. Yeah, where's your accent from? Because it's making me a little hoo-ha. That sexy accent you got going on. You. Not him. I know him.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
I'm dying.
Oh, my God. I got a southern accent. Where are you from, girl?
Indiana.
Oh, hell yeah. Indiana. All right. Anyway.
Oh man, this really is.
I'm just dying. I am so unaware of it. And, you know, like last night I did a show, my first show back in town. I was at the Sand and I'm smoking a J after just shooting the shit on the patio with the homies. And I literally just like, I'm away from what I did. I just said myself, here it is, toodaloo.
Of course.
But then people were coming up later.
She said toodaloo.
And then coming up later and being like, oh my God, you know, like touched by an angel. And I have those moments of like coming to, and I'm like, oh shit, they're talking to you, bitch. It's
LOL. Yeah, they so like, are
when
toodaloo.
When you said something to me, I was like, who, me?
Yeah.
Shannon, I feel like we just cast a lesbian road comedy.
Wait, are you a lesbian?
I'm not.
Oh, shit.
Everything about me screams
toodaloo to me.
At least bi, I know. But
at least
bi?
You know what I mean? Went down on a.
I haven't.
Then you ain't bi.
But I'll watch Girl on Girl.
That's no fun.
I know it isn't.
It's
boring. They're just
so boring.
I think it's because it's nothing I'm ever doing.
Yeah, okay.
You know, like I got more titillated by Heated Rivalry.
I didn't even watch that.
Watching those boys. I think I loved it because I realized I'm like, oh, I love anal. And because they're gay.
I like this girl.
Because they're gay, they've decentered women on the show.
Okay.
So it manages to be like really sexy because it's like safe for me. Where I'm like, oh, yeah, look at y'all. Like, it's so precious. Like, you don't want anything, you know.
Right,
like, in a world where we're constantly having to watch our pussies, you know, it's like, bro.
Yeah.
It's nice to just watch something where you're like, oh, yeah.
Exactly. Get dick down by
bit
other
characters.
Dick. Exactly.
The
yeah.
women.
Yeah, just two pencils going at it. I get it. You know what I mean?
I will watch
Happy
this
Pride.
All day.
Happy Pride, Zach.
I will watch
Happy
this
Pride.
All day.
I'm an outlaw.
I'm fine with it. This is my this is great. I do. I have enjoyed. I have a certain amount of, I guess the term would be schadenfreude.
Okay.
I enjoy the ironic. And I enjoy watching people be. I love watching people walk into a landmine of wrong.
Right. Yeah.
And Pride Month provides me with that so much. Because anytime anyone does anything vaguely pro gay rights, to watch people fall over themselves to get mad about it.
Exactly.
And not realize the context.
Not even a little bit. They don't even realize it. No self-awareness.
And my two favorites have this month. They had Jackass promoting their new movie. And they were in a big shopping cart for the Pride Parade.
Okay.
Wearing all rainbows, giving out stuff. And to watch people comment, being like, yeah, they're trying to sell their movie by playing it up to the fucking rainbow people. And I'm like, the gayest?
What?
Piece
All they
art.
Do is dick content. They smack each other's dicks. They put their balls in a vice.
The gayest piece of art. Like, John Waters is in Jackass.
Okay.
Multiple times.
Yeah.
If that is not the liaison to We Do Gay Shit.
All day.
And John Waters said about Jackass that it was sexual terrorism on television.
Yeah.
Because it forced people to watch homoerotic acts by straight guys who were okay with it.
Exactly. And it lets other straight guys be okay with it as well. You know,
black guys are just starting to see Jackass.
Black guys?
Yeah, they took a while.
Oh, wow.
For them to be okay with Jackass.
I don't feel good to say this. Most of what I say.
Baby girl.
But I saw the original Jackass
mm-hmm.
two times in theater.
Yeah, no, that's okay.
The only other time I watched a movie twice was for Getting Sarah Marshall, but that original one, I was a freshman at IU in Bloomington, and I went out there and cranked for the boys. But, you know, I also like that feeling, too, of just, like, watching people inadvertently kind of, like, hurt themselves. But, like, even, you know, sometimes people falling down, like, stairs videos, et cetera. So, like, they really, like, catered to something in me. And I also love just, like, boys getting hurt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, and especially, you know, so, like, to just being able to, like, outsource kind of just, like, their pain and stupidity. But that, knowing, like, that men have that inherent gayness has always been something I've been aware of, because, like, I know I'm, you know, I'm aware that I have, you know, I'm not ugly.
You definitely ain't, baby girl.
Thank you.
Your shit's zipped down a little too much, and I'm looking a little side.
Why would we get these tattoos here if not for shirts like
well,
this?
Well, hello.
I'll get my chicken cutlets out for the internet. Look, boys.
And your nipples are hard. Jeez.
They always are.
Happy Pride Month for this.
Titillated.
Fake
happy
bisexual
pride.
With her. Hard nipples out
fake.
Right now.
I've never once contended to be bi.
No, I was just joking.
Bisexual. No, I love it. But I've just, like, I always, like, even joke on stage where I'm like, oh, I've always known men had.
You guys look like a lesbian couple who met at an NA meeting on King of the Hill.
I love it. I love that.
SLA Anonymous. We met at a Sex and Lovers.
I love that. But yeah, I always knew dudes were a little bit gay because they've always been into me. So, like, I know as a fetish, I have a fortune cookie face. I'm always going to do well at the World Series of Penis. Pocket Asians. Bingo bango.
Yeah.
I got it. But on top of that, I got it for some reasons that I really, like, just was never thinking about. And it's like nowadays, realizing now as a 42-year-old that the world is, like, the most powerful men are pedophiles. And then the, like, best dudes on the market, so to speak, are bisexuals. So my frame, this is a hot hand in the dice game, you know, like with men. Like, I love anal because, like, I know they can just, like, turn me around. I don't have to face them.
Yeah.
So I can actually keep more of my, like, lust. And then they get to just fulfill that fantasy where it's like, even if I start talking, I sound like their buddy, Gary. You know what I mean? If they touch me, I have the body and the torso of their bestie. You know, it's a little twink's body.
Sure.
So I'm just out here with just kind of like, oh, as a kid, I was always like, I got to get bigger tits. You know, as the 80s, 90s, it was like, hey,
it was
get a nose job. Yeah. This is very Filipino, you know, and I'm in cornfuck Indiana. I'm like, big tits, tiny waist. And now I'm like, I'm glad I didn't do that because this is why it watching the kind of, not the tides turn, but people just like be okay with who they are from, like we said, fucking kids to.
Yeah.
You provide a diverse amount of options.
I like this.
That's true.
Yeah, this is the best part about a 12-year-old girl who slick her hair back. She looks like a 10-year-old boy.
Exactly. Yeah. Itty bitty titty committee all day. We love it. You
know? This is
Toodaloo.
I'm in so much joy.
Fucking voice memo that to me so I can fucking goo my Honda.
I got 60 minutes of Toodaloo's for you.
All right.
I'm fucking excited.
That's my cameo. It's just me saying old-timey expressions.
He's like, Toodaloo on the pussy. Toodaloo. Right.
Well,
toodaloo.
We have a news story here that let's talk about some fetishes. Foot fetish company owner Jason Kahn has been charged with sex trafficking offenses. Shannon.
So this is this happened in New York City. This is what the guy looks like if you want to see him.
Ah, that's my Uber driver.
Yeah, so, that's my sugar daddy. Wait a second.
God damn.
Con.
So he ran a foot fetish site called footpadnyc.com, and he started having women come to his hotel. And they think that he's going to put them on his site and then he would assault them. There are three women that have claimed that he assaulted them. Two of them, I can't find the word that I'm looking for, but two of them accused him of vaginal penetration. And the third said he forcibly put the victim's feet on his penis.
Ooh. Ooh, he's jerking off with
the guy who runs Footpad NYC.
Yeah, makes no sense, right?
Put his dick between the pads of someone's feet.
Exactly.
Shannon?
Yes.
Is there anything more?
They're charging him. I guess they went over state lines to make this happen because they're charging him with three counts of sex trafficking by force, fraud, or coercion. Mm. And each charge carries a sentence of 15 to life.
Did he drug them or what?
Nothing. There's nothing about drugs, but they just said that two of the girls did have rape kits done.
Damn.
On their feet?
Yeah, right. Little jizz in between their toes.
Don't go to hotel rooms.
With the guy with the foot fetish.
Don't. You got to protect yourself. You got to bring a weapon and...
Mace, at least mace.
I'm very sorry. It's very horrible. No one deserves that. Don't ever go to a creepy guy's hotel room without a security guard, without a
that's true.
A weapon or a I was a bag man for a girl.
Bare minimum, you better be sharing some locations with the homies.
Well, yeah.
You know, there's just like I've always been like not a secretive person, but people with me forever are on a need to know basis, and I find that it's barely anything. But the reality is like certain things like that, if you're gonna do some things like, you know, we've talked like I have an OnlyFans. I've definitely been just kind of out here a heritage harlot, so to speak, and in some situations over the years that were a little spicy ricey, you know, where, you know, it would have maybe not behooved me to have a weapon or whatever. But kind of back to that beheading video, though, I always kind of knew that if I got into an unsavory situation, I'm going to fight for my life.
Same.
At least. So, like, what, you know, if that guy was like awake on the ground. Even just kind of bloodied or whatever. I like you were talking.
His
I'm
arms
squirming.
Are
I'd have had that dude in an arm bar. I'm like, you know, I'm going to like.
100%.
There's just things happening or just like a way to whatever. So like I was always going to bring that into that room as well. So like that dude and especially three of them.
Right.
I wonder if he did drug him because like they should have ganged up on him.
No, it sounds like it was three different events.
Yeah, it was
three
different.
Separate?
I think so.
Yeah.
I was picturing them all together in a hotel room, which would also be totally normal from a guy that owns foot pads. No,
but even like lot lizard level prostitution, because I've hired many hookers and many prostitutes in my life, and they always bring, even the lowest paid ones, they always bring somebody.
For sure.
They
there's just like a person
bring,
in a
that's
car.
That's the rule.
Or like,
you know, when you go to a strange person's house or hotel or whatever, or car, or whatever, you always have a bodyguard like Zach said. Mm-hmm. I agree with that. Yeah.
Yeah, I was a bag man for a girl that did nude photo shoots. And by that, I meant I had a puffy coat.
Right.
And I just
But you're
stood
a tall,
there.
Big guy, too.
And
though.
I stood there in a puffy coat.
You're intimidating.
It was my job to sit there and make sure like she didn't do pink, she didn't do penetration. It was just like closed vagina.
Right. This is the rules.
So those are the rules, and to make sure nobody fucked around on that. And somebody's like, "Oh, that's cool. Do you have a gun?" And I'm like, "No." So
we
like,
can
what's
pretend
your,
I do yeah, though.
People are like, "What's your job?" I was like, "I don't know." For him to stand there so he's trying to fuck her. Like,
you're
what if
a deterrent.
He has? What if he has a gun?
Yeah.
I don't know, to tickle his balls while he fucks her so I can run away after he comes.
It's like the security guard at CVS. He don't have a gun, but he's a deterrent. You know, you're a little scared.
I just had a puffy coat.
Exactly. But I do love a little foot sex. Like I do love getting like fingered by a big toe, you know.
Okay, I hear
like,
that.
Rubbing my foot on a girl's clit.
I've used my feet on a partner's penis.
I've never done it on
a
penis, though.
I have.
It's always been the puss.
How
fast are you running your foot on a girl's...
Well, a lot of
lube. Like the Flintstones car?
Yeah.
That is such a funny...
Now I'm visualizing that. I use a lot of lube or spit or both. And then, I just go slow at first, and then I keep going, just because I want to see it. Or if she has beautiful... Oh, your toes aren't open, but... Like beautiful painted toenails. I love to see it on my puss, you know, like rubbing around a little bit.
All right.
You know, yeah.
Didn't know about that one, and I'm happy for you.
Yeah.
I let my partner like choose my pedicure color.
Nice.
Where I'm like, hey, it's in your mouth. So like you want red, you can have it.
Yeah,
you
red
know?
Is the sexiest
like,
one. Yeah.
I don't run submissive as we can all tell, but I got a little actress in me, so I've been I've been trying some things on for size.
Amen.
And, you know, and some things, and, like, I just, but, yeah, that's fun. I have found now, like, in my 40s, though, that kind of stuff with just, like, the foot is way more, like, intimate and can cause me to, like, really, like, flip out in bed. It can create almost, like, not even edging. Like, I mean, it's just, like, I could come probably as simply from what you were describing.
Yeah, I probably could make you come with my foot.
Easily.
You know, I definitely could make you come with
easily,
my foot.
Easily.
Well, what's up,
you
Hannah?
You know, but you're also appreciating the aesthetics of it.
No, I know.
Is, like, also, but it's hot. It's good.
It can be. It really can be.
Use other parts of your bodies. That's what we're saying, too.
Yeah.
I'm fine with it. I'm 100%. Listen.
If I could come out of all my holes, I would.
All at once?
I don't know. I'd have to step down.
Yeah.
I'd be like, okay, this one's closed.
Yeah. Yeah. That's
this one's
true.
Off.
This one has road work right now. We can't get in there.
Yeah. It's,
See, I'm excited that just this cavalcade of knowledge. Because I can tell, I am not, I can't give good sex advice. The only good sex advice I could give to a guy is if you're helping a chick pick out a vibrator.
Okay.
Put it on the tip of her nose.
Ah.
Because the tip of your nose and your clit have
sensation.
Similar nerve ending signals. So if the vibrator is too strong to be on her nose, it's probably too strong for her pussy.
That's really smart.
That's I just really want smart. To go into stores and push my face and just be buzzing.
Can I use the store?
And then eventually just get her the rose.
That's the one my wife uses.
Yeah,
makes
her
come in like 3 seconds.
Get her the rose.
Yeah.
I've had to come out of toys a little bit. I wanted to get more like analog, even in just like some desires to just be like, hey, stop watching porn. It doesn't mean anything to you.
Right.
You know, it's just like getting too fried up and you know the compounded interest, all that. So like I've just like wanted to just like go back to that hand crank and, I'm not kidding, and that like, you know, like I'm coming hardest right now just from Love and Missionary. It's like, I mean, I'll also like say that as advice, like try everything.
Yeah,
but
Missionary
recognize
is so hard for me with a fake cock. It's so hard.
Oh,
Missionary.
I bet, like these are logistics that I've never had to like
really
consider
hard. But I get it. I get what you're saying.
Do you know,
go analog.
Yeah, so
I haven't been consuming a lot of pornography, and then I was just on tour in Indiana, and I went to go on Pornhub.
Oh, you got cock-blocked on,
and
I
said, no Pornhub without an ID, and I was like, oh yeah, this is real.
Oh my God.
Austin, I saw, I one time wanted to just hit the cum dial for a second, and I was out, you know, just in Austin, Texas, and they had that one of those chastity blockers pop up, and I was so irked. I was like, you set up.
Now I just got to do what I always do. Go back to girls' Facebooks and click on their pictures and go there in high school again.
Yes, exactly.
And that was a weird thing. So I couldn't, because
go to their Instagram and scroll to the bikini photo.
Because I couldn't watch that porn. There was a magazine on the table, and the cover was Dua Lipa, and I looked at the cover, and I came, and that, so like that was another one of those moments where I said, I'm not claiming bisexuality. I really see a lot of people do that in some pretty interesting ways. No, but but I'm not anti.
I know.
I just think there's just more things where I'm like, yeah, I always see like the beauty of a woman over a man constantly.
Oh yeah, I used to
I'm not with men because
Sears
I think they're superior.
Catalog. Yeah, no.
I'm with him because, you know, at this point, it's a higher
Sherry,
bang for
my
buck.
Sherry, you phony bitch. Stop looking at her like Justin Bieber. Like, you're not trying to eat her. But yeah, girl, you know, I'm just saying. Nah, girl.
I love Justin Bieber.
I'm playing with you, girl.
I love Justin Bieber. If you're Justin Bieber, I'll be so nervous.
You're fucking getting the hair out of your eyes.
You
treacherous dyke.
4 years. Me and Zach knows. Zach, 4 years in, Zach knows me. He knows what I'm doing. He's right. He just called me out. He is 100% right. Can see my whole body demeanor and voice shape.
And
I'm just playing.
I'm completely here for it. I'm like, I'd rather have this dialogue than whatever anything a man's going to say to me later. And I'm going to have to be like, yes, thank you.
And I actually won't try it like off camera. Like, if I'm not, you know, and plus I'm married and I'm not celibate,
monogamous.
There you go. That's the word. I'm just talking shit. I can't help it.
It's okay. You know? I'm here for it. I'm the right person.
Well, God bless. A little toodaloo.
I know Sherry's trying to get pussy when she's the wigger part comes out. She's like, nah, I'm God, son.
The Indiana in me, that's why my nipples are hard. I'm over here like, this is that same kind of like 7-Eleven interaction I could have over a big gulp in high school, you know?
Yep.
Where I'm like,
elbow
why is that
pants.
Bitch? Stop looking at me like that. Yeah. Can we eat some stacker twos behind the bleachers?
Meanwhile, Sherry's thinking about looking at the fucking front of the butter logo for too long.
Exactly. Do you know the Lando Lakes thing? You can cut it and make it into boobs.
Yeah, or you can fold it over and knees become her titties. Yeah.
Yes, exactly.
What are you talking about?
The Lando Lakes butter. Right,
the Native American girl,
for sure.
Yeah,
if
her
you
knees
fold
are up.
It up like a Mad Magazine,
yep.
Fold in,
yep.
Her knees look like tits.
Yep.
Shannon,
amen. I definitely jerked off to that when I was like 8 or 9. That's for sure. With my dad's back
hysterical.
Vibrator. There
it is. My God!
You see,
I've never taken a long, hard look at that.
Yes. Well, because you know.
For sure. See, that's how you know. That's how you know.
Yeah, that's it right there. And she's hot as fuck, man, that Land O'Lakes girl. Yeah,
I mean, look at the way the design on that is pristine. They just don't make anything like this. AI could never, bro. Grok could never.
No.
He can never produce something that you guys are folding in for jerk-off jams.
That's salted. You definitely been salted by my pussy, baby. God damn.
There's certain logos that throughout time I have made sure they are indicative of. So if you think of cleavage or like a big butt, that's the McDonald's M.
Yeah, that's that ass.
That arch. That's very sexual.
It is.
And I've done this one on the show a couple times. Bring up KFC.
Oh, it's KFC.
Finger looking good.
That's
Duh.
True, too.
Bring up the Colonel too. Sanders, specifically.
Little finger die. Little.
And these are all, like, subliminal things. All
right.
You ready?
Okay.
His tie is his body.
Oh, shit.
I see it.
Okay.
I
mean, now bring up Wendy.
That's crazy. Let me see my girl Wendy.
Shannon's got to be so sick of me doing this one.
Get a little frosty on, you know?
Oh, the frosty fry combos all the time.
Yeah, I'm down. Wendy's hot as shit, too.
All right.
Here we go.
Look at Wendy's collar.
Mm-hmm.
It spells out mom.
I see it.
Oh, my God, it does.
I see it.
It does smell out mom.
I hit a little J4. I came in this morning and had some cold brew, and it's allowing these to pop up out of like those I Spy books where I'm like, oh, my eyes are relaxed.
I believe FedEx is one, too.
FedEx?
If I'm right.
I'm trying to think what would be in FedEx. With the arrow? Is that the arrow?
No, I think that's DHL.
Is it Amazon?
DHL or something?
Oh, the Amazon.
Can you
bring
up FedEx?
A to Z with the.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, in the EX, there's a hidden arrow.
I see that arrow now. Yeah.
The arrow, yes. Yeah. Okay, yes.
The arrow. And then what's the Amazon one?
I think the smile.
The smile.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's all these subliminal messages.
Always.
You know? Oh, man.
Oh, A to Z, yeah.
Yeah, it goes A.
Shag, could you just look up subliminal messages and advertising logos while we see the ones we missed? To me, the mom and the Wendy's one is so, like...
That's blatant, but I didn't even realize it until you said
hammering it into you as a kid to trust this logo.
Yes, yes. Nurturing.
Yeah.
She's good, yeah. They got that chili, too. You know, that warm chili. Oh, Baskin
and Robbins. Has the 31 in it.
Is that
it is. Forget it's
oh, gay.
For
30,
this is where we realize for sure. I mean, they've been putting stuff in baseball helmets. That's gay.
BMW.
What is the?
It says it's a nod to the flag of Bavaria, Germany.
Bavaria. I thought it was like the propeller, propeller of something.
FedEx.
Toblerone.
Oh, there's a bear.
Oh yeah.
Oh shit, Shannon. That is a bear.
Oh, shit, Shannon. That's what I want is my ASMR from you.
Yeah.
Oh, shit, Shannon. Your name's Hannah? I'm like, oh, shit, Hannah. You can spell your name frontwards and backwards, and that's how I do you, too, baby. You know what I'm saying.
Palindrome pussy.
Yeah.
Bye.
Yeah.
Okay. What's the Wikipedia one?
They're like, there's a swastika on it.
Yeah, yeah.
One of the tiles is unsavory.
They took a bite out at the top there.
The unfinished globe puzzle. I don't know. It's just about being incomplete in nature.
Okay. Yeah, that's what I said. Okay. Yeah, I get it.
All right, fantastic.
That's crazy.
Hey, guys, real quick. You ever wake up in the morning and just feel soft, like your coffee is warming your hands, but not doing a damn thing for your balls or your brain? Well, that's why they created Body Brain Coffee. It's not just coffee. It's coffee with purpose, specifically testosterone. Packed with clinically backed ingredients, this isn't your girlfriend's oat milk latte. This is for men who want to get their edge back in the gym, in the boardroom, and yeah, in the bedroom too. And it's not just about tea. Body Brain is also built to dial in your focus, clarity, and mood thanks to lion's mane, ashwagandha, and L-theanine. So, while your basic brew is giving you the jitters and a crash, Body Brain Coffee is helping you stay sharp, calm, and locked in, all while supporting your natural testosterone levels. If you're serious about your energy, your mindset, and your masculinity, it starts with what you put in your cup. You can save 15% today with the promo code ZOO15 at bodybraincoffee.com. That's ZOO15 at bodybraincoffee.com. Powerbraincoffee.com. Power your day. Fuel your drive. Let's get back into the show. All right. Next crazy, awful story. Oregon mom tries to poison young kids with bogus sleepover ruse in sick murder suicide, then gets cold feet. Shannon.
Wow.
So this mom, she's 32. She has 2-year-old twins and a 4-year-old. She told them they were going to do a sleepover in the car.
Uh-oh.
And they went into the garage, and then she put the exhaust into the car. And then once they started to, like, doze in and out, she called 911, admitted everything. Kids are fine. They're holding her. The dad said that she has tried to hurt herself in the past. He didn't think that she would do that to the kids, though, and but the kids are okay.
Mm.
Oh, man, he was one night away from starting over.
Yeah, three.
No more three fucking kids? Captain Crazy and her fucking things that fell out of her.
I bet she don't even blink. Those crazy girls, they never blink, bro. Their eyes.
Everything
are just
about that
like
story
this.
Is tragic.
It's so sad.
Yes.
However,
oh, there she is.
Every part of the story for me was understandable. in all positions, I have historically, you know, when been confronted with an abortion, had it. Batting 1,000, would again, but
okay.
I still, I'm just like, oh, even when they said the ages of the kids, 3 under 4 and a pair of twins, kill yourself, bitch, for sure.
Yeah.
Like, oh my God, you saying that about the dad getting a new start? Like, that's just like, and now instead, he's without this partner, and obviously she's dicey.
Yeah.
But, you know, it seems like for the most part, good enough or, you know, functioning as a mother for him to be like, yeah, quarterly, she's trying to kill herself.
Yeah, she's a little crazy.
She says a little, you know,
I didn't think
much
she would
over
do
Stroganoff,
that.
Yeah. But I, yeah. Okay, you know.
Yeah,
like,
you really got to mind your P's and Q's around it,
and
too.
Now he doesn't like, I'm done.
P's and Q's.
You gotta really not fuck up.
No, but that's a good way to go out, because I've thought of that before too. You know, just
I always forget about that one.
You're just going to sleep. You know, it's peaceful. You think you're taking a nap. You're just going to sleep. But yo, take them kids away from that mama at least for 6 months or a year.
Probably
at
a little longer. I think she needs to kind of like
That's
I'm all about rehabilitation and like you know
Get her some meds, maybe.
For sure.
Little cocaine, little weed, you know.
I would say maybe just she can hang out with them in the park.
There you go. Supervised.
No enclosed areas.
Supervised visits from the dad and maybe DFS. That would help.
Yeah.
Attempted murder on your kids. When those kids grow up and they see that their mom tried to kill them and then didn't, whew, yeah, I'd be a little fucked up if my mom wanted to do that, you know. Should have just got an abortion, like you. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Should have just
done
that.
You can hear a fetus scream. I didn't have to like go, you know, look in the trash can and be like, oh, he's drifting off.
Yeah.
It's like, no.
And then you could have stem cells from the abortion.
Yeah, for
you know,
sure.
We could all benefit.
Why do you think my
it?
Face looks like this?
Hell yeah, you do. Well, you're Filipino too.
You know what that is.
I know
what it is.
I got to get Botox quarterly to stay.
You know what it is.
Shit,
I haven't had any work done yet. I'm going to try to avoid it.
Really?
None. Not
you don't have one fucking
not a
wrinkle.
Fucking needle. And I'm not even good about washing my face. I'm still just kind of like a little bit too high. I'm blowing it. As an Asian, I'm blowing it.
That's that greasy Filipino right there.
I don't even got money yet.
That usually costs extra with Asians.
For sure.
Yeah, it does.
One of these days I'm going to get serious about comedy, and I'm, you know, like 10 years from now. And I'm going to come out and I'm going to look younger than you see me look today. I'm just going to, you know.
I feel like I do look
I'm
younger.
Power,
than
for
I
sure I do. Yeah. And it's turning, but it's going to be hysterical.
Are you going to down your age in your act?
Mm. That's a good
Are you
going
to pretend you're younger in your act?
No, because even now, like saying I'm 42 on stage, like half the audience will gasp. They're yes. always like,
yeah, when
no.
you said it, I didn't think that.
No, like, yeah. Yeah. lies. Like, you know, yeah. of all
shouldn't
the...
you be wearing a gardening hat, picking up cans?
But if you listen, like, but if I'm running an hour...
You'd be wearing a healthcare fucking
if,
nurse's costume.
If I'm running
costume.
An hour, though, you can... Like, if you're, like, Gen Z or younger than me or even older, you'll start to kind of, like, recognize my age. Like you're saying, like, there's
I'm 44,
like,
so
mannerisms,
I get it.
Yeah. et cetera.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Pop culture references that yep. I use.
Yep.
You know, but I know that, like, I don't think too much. I mean, what a wacky thing to say as a comedian, but, like, I rarely think about what the audience is thinking about or wants from me or is,
That's
like,
good.
Whatever. But I just, like, I... another comic friend made me aware of that, where he was like, Hannah, he's like, you'll never understand what it's like for anyone to, like, see you up there for the first time, and just, like, the juxtapositions of the way you look, the way you sound, what's being said, you know, just certain things that I'm like, yeah, that has to be, like, it's so, like, whiplashy and intense. But
hell
I,
yeah.
But I love it. That. I mean, you know, yeah. that's... Six Twisted Sisters
oh, we
leave
in the
every
same
night.
Car, hotboxing it together.
That's
baby,
it. That's
know?
Fine. Yes, I don't want to be where the cool kids are.
I will tell you guys, Hannah's extremely funny on stage too. She murders. So if you have a chance
it.
To see her,
I believe that.
Fucking go.
I appreciate that. It is the one thing where it's like I said, I can be one of the most unserious people at the office. I feel like as far as like what I kind of come in and care about and like. Put time toward, but I also just like I've always been what I thought to be like one of the funniest people in a room since I've been a little kid, and
yeah.
I like one of my like yeah. love languages is like to like make people laugh so hard that they want to like have an aneurysm, like that kind of like deep like oh now I'm sick kind of shit. So like even if I seem as if none of this matters to me, there is something driving me
no,
naturally
I get you.
That's
I get
like. You know, lends itself to going up there. And nowadays, I'm just like, I can say, like, I don't think it's, like, not without its own, you know, dangers and perils. But, like, with the way that the world is, it's like, hey, if they want to censor us, I got louder.
Hey.
You know, like, I'm not going to, everybody can do what they want, but I'm not going to bend the knee to a bunch of, like, pedo fascist cucks. Like, sorry, but, like, gang, grow up,
gang,
you
gang.
Know?
Yeah. Just keep being your most authentic self.
That's all we
you
can
know?
Do.
That's all we can all do.
I, know? Too, would not, unless they're paying a lot of money to perform for them.
Yeah, you're not like that either. Zach fucking don't change for shit. I
Why?
Love that about
How?
Him.
You know what I
yeah.
mean? Like, I just, like, don't want to do that. But it's, but yeah, I definitely, it's like, I don't think too, like I said, too much or hard or honestly, like, high of my own. Comedy and performance, but I know I'm up there being brave. I know I'm always yep. being like rawer than necessary, and just like I've always wanted to be the one for like as a comic to just be like, hey,
yeah,
everyone will show you these very textbook ways to do something, and I'll raise you, kind of the laboratory. I'll come in here and on a night to night basis, just like spool and cook, and we'll see what sticks. And you know, I'm still here too, so
right,
you know, it's a. It's loose. It's loose.
Loosey goosey.
There's a space for that too, and mm-hmm. we need it. So,
I tried doing 15 clean all weekend.
Wow,
how'd that go?
Pretty good.
Okay,
you pretty are good.
Not completely
joke
clean. Not complete. Like not like just not sexual. So like I cursed a little.
Okay,
but not like filthy like most of my act is.
I think it's harder to write clean.
It was pretty
than dirty.
Fun.
So
it was mostly stories about.
I admire that.
My family. Because okay. I'm trying to do. If I want to do. I'm trying to make my. If I do my second hour, I want it to be very different. Just to see if
I'm
I
here
can
for
do
that.
It. And I found a lot of. It. I basically had the perfect thing happen that got me writing for it, which was my mom did not watch the Kevin Hart roast.
Okay.
Because, quote unquote, nobody put Netflix on my TV.
LOL.
Oh my God, that is funny. Like, you didn't upload it to her TV, pay for the subscription, so she didn't watch it.
Yeah, yeah.
She's like, I'm blaming you for not.
Yeah.
You
being
didn't
able
physically
to watch it.
Literally start this video
yeah.
for
yeah.
me to watch.
Yeah.
Like, gang.
Because nobody
please.
Put it on my TV for me. So
I love that.
Somebody eventually put it on the TV for her. But while she was waiting. Zachary, I clicked on one of your articles. Now it's in my algorithm. I'm seeing news about it.
Yeah.
I don't know if you know this. People are very upset
yeah.
about the jokes about George Foreman. What?
George Foreman.
She goes, the George Foreman can't breathe joke, Zachary. People are very upset.
Yeah.
And the second she said it,
I had a
wave of ideas. I was like, oh, this is the beginning of this bit.
Yeah.
Which is my mom can't remember anyone's name.
Right.
Unless I was 2 years old. And then she's shocked I don't remember everything about it.
Exactly. It's your fault.
And now I've got it. Now I found the angle on it.
That's relatable, too, for parents.
I've been having more and more people come up to me, either from the pod or stand-up, and being like, my mom's crazy, too.
Yeah.
Like, my dad worked. My dad had an unhealthy relationship with his work as compared to at home.
Exactly. Oh, man, that's
awesome. I'm glad to hear you say that. You know, I sit here as a person who's never worked clean, even last night at the stand in the green
room. I'm too scared.
A comic that's never met me was like, oh, okay, you're going to be on late night. There, you just need to be around here and like whatever. And I was like, I don't care to be. And I'm, you know, it's like, I'm not going to do an Erica Kirk joke on Fallon. They're not going to let it fly. They're not going to let it fly. I'm not doing that kind of comedy. But hearing that, you know, I have an Asian mom and a pastor of a church father. Always have. So, like, I know how to work clean. I just don't. It was one of those things where I was so repressed and stifled and made to fear, you know, everything sending me to, like, fire and brimstone hell as a child. And we were unable to see therapists. And it was just like, I have a slew of, like, neurological disorders and behavioral issues and, like, things and would go on to drink about it. So now it's like I recognize that it's like a completely viable stream at our work. It's honestly a very like high paid stream. If I wanted to tap dance being from Indiana, I'd be like up Nate Bargatze's ass by now. But I just like don't have anything to say with that group, you know, because like I'm just not talking about airplane bathrooms and XYZ other things. But hearing you be like, oh, hey, tell some stories. I do recognize that a lot of my family stories like that are clean.
Yeah.
You know, because my mom is, like I said, just from Banana Boat Philippines, and my dad is the pastor of a church. So Banana there's just like boat. Things that press out of them that aren't profane that in my rehashing, I just sometimes when people are like, do you have clean? I'm like, no, I don't have shit. Because like, even if I take the profanity out, I'm often in my pussy, as we know.
Amen,
and then even if
girl.
I came out of there, one time I tried to do clean because there's like some kids in an audience I did not think would be there in Louisville like some years ago. And then a friend came up to me later. He was like, impressive. He said, but all the kids know all the Asian slurs now. Because, like, to me, clean, I was like, yeah, just don't talk about anything. I'll keep it above the belt and take all the curse words out. But, you know, they're walking home going, gook.
Oh, shit.
And chink and spit because didn't see it as not being like,
and you can
you know.
Say that. I haven't said that in a while.
For sure.
Yeah.
Those are some of the...
Yeah, you get some out every now and then.
Yeah, maybe
it
a
happens.
Little SPIC here and there.
Yeah, it happens.
You know, Zippy.
You know.
Even the most progressive person, sometimes when you order takeout and they fucked up something massively.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Do they say the delivery guy?
Yeah.
Or do they say
that
the nationality
yeah.
of the delivery guy?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Anger will bring out all kinds of that kind of stuff, like just even from like allies.
Yeah. I have a lot of road rage because I drive in New York City. So I've been good. I'm trying to be better with the
I try not to do two things, and both times I feel bad because I can't not. And if I get an Uber and it's a woman, always part of me is like,
yeah.
Shit.
Yeah.
This isn't going to be fun.
Yeah, it's going to be slow. And
yeah,
we're
and stressful.
Get an accident.
And I get a woman and I'm like, oh shit, I might not have to bail out of the backseat
of
this car.
And
you know, I'm constantly thinking of a tuck and roll with a man in any kind of like whatever. Even like I said, even thinking that I could a 50-50 chance survive an attack.
Of course.
Or where I've thought about myself getting raped. And as a person who has been sexually assaulted in the past, I just say this truly where it's like, you know, they might get me good.
Yeah.
But I'm going to get some licks in. Like, you're going to be able to identify my rapist because, like, he won't have an eye or one ball is gone.
Or like, what happened to me when I got graped, my uncle handled it later. So he got it back later. You know, like, you got to get a little revenge because the cops ain't going to help you. You know?
Of course.
And now I like, you know what I mean?
But hey, back to our funny thing
fantasies.
About women driving. please express yourselves to your heart's desire. I'm very happy you guys can be so comfortable to talk about subject matter like that.
Yeah.
My other thing now, female delivery person.
They're
if you're
good.
Delivering food, and you're a lady.
Okay.
You fucking zigged when you should have zagged somewhere in life, dude. I don't know what to tell you, dude. If you're a lady delivering fucking food, you fucked up. You fucked up in New York City. Chinese food or Mexican food delivering? I don't know what to tell you, dude.
I did that for a month in COVID. You're right. I did zig instead of zag.
You fucked up. The other day, I had a lady bring me completely someone else's order.
Yep.
Oh, no.
And I called the place, and they were like, can we have it back? And I'm like, I don't feel comfortable with that at all.
No.
Because that means someone has my food right now, and you're asking for them to give it back.
And then bring
don't
it to you.
Don't do that.
Nah.
So I said, no, I would like new food now.
Nah. They're good at grocery shopping, though, because I get... whatever it
100%,
is.
100%. Yeah, I would have.
Well, my
much
wife does it. I don't do it.
I prefer that. That's what.
Instacart. That's
yes.
What
yeah, yeah. As we were talking about that, I was holding in.
Yeah, they're
to
good
ask
at that.
You yes. To be like, but on the side, would you prefer if you were getting a yeah. grocery order to
yes.
have a female? Because
yeah.
there's so much like. They're way better with the substitutions.
Oh,
there's
yeah.
just things like a dude will bail on some of my, like, I've like.
Oh, there's no bananas.
A thoughtful yeah. cart.
Yes, you they'll know, say there's
and
nothing.
There's no bananas.
And I've even put in like 2 to 3 substitutions of things where I'm like, I'm not being like Hitlerish about it and just being like, it can only be this. But also, buddy, come the fuck on. You know, sometimes there isn't anything at the Hy-Vee, but it's
one
also
one of
like,
the last times we got Instacart, my wife ordered a pesto.
Oh.
And he gave us guacamole.
I can't
damn,
even.
Damn, that is, yeah.
I've had a few where it wasn't even, and I've put substitutions in. But yeah, there was one time recently, the guy told me they had no bread.
Like none.
None.
No bread.
No, they don't have bread there.
Yeah. Instead of sourdough, here's Italian. No. Just
no,
like,
just
no
bread.
None.
My wife makes fun of me lately for the two things is she compares me to is. Christopher Lloyd and Dennis the Menace, because I eat out of cans.
Okay, yeah.
Wow. Like that.
And,
camping.
Yeah, she says, I eat like a hobo.
Hell
if
yeah.
I'm not serving her, which then I like make it, I put it on a plate and like make
I'm
it
with
for
you.
People.
Yes, because you care about what she's
but
thinking.
I don't care if it's for me.
Yes. Yep.
Yeah, it's just a pile of slop.
Yep. Same.
Do you and your wife sit down to dinner?
Yep.
Like properly?
Sometimes.
Okay.
Sometimes we'll get the TV trays out.
Don't TV try me.
You know, so on the couch. Or we'll have it at the table.
And the other one is yeah. she makes fun of me because I like to get the accoutrement of a sandwich.
Ooh.
And have it on the table.
Ooh.
And then slowly pick at it. At like Frank and Always Sunny, I make the hoagie in my mouth.
You like to mix and match inside.
Well, I like to do like almost like a charcuterie board. So I'll do mozzarella, turkey, roasted red peppers. And then I'll like roll it up.
Nice.
Or,
to be honest, it's intense, but you're creating over and over your most ideal
yeah.
bite.
Yeah.
So for me, I see the
turkey, cheese, pickle, dip it in a little mustard.
Mm, flavor in your mouth.
And, but she makes fun of me because I like to do that. I like to have my spread and then really make it last.
That's
she, for some reason, hates making sandwiches. She finds, I think she must have, like, she thinks it's, like, demeaning.
Okay.
But I don't. I'm not like
make me
like,
a sandwich, bitch.
No, never
yeah.
like that.
She got a
but
backhand
if I
off
say,
the cube and gone astray.
If I ever say, "Hey, there's stuff in the fridge for sandwiches. If you want one, she won't. But if I make one,
she'll
ask for it.
She'll eat it. Yeah.
And one time she's like, "You're not gonna." I was like, "She's like, but you make them better." I was like, "Don't fucking gaslight me." Right. I would have. Don't do it. And
yeah.
then she's like, "But then you're gonna like make it hot." I'm like, put it in the air fryer? And she's like, yeah, but I don't know how. I was like, 5 minutes, just 5 minutes, reheat. And she's like, okay. She comes back with a smoking brick.
Right.
You're and like, I was like, whoa. She goes, I was lazy, and I put it in for the time my frozen lasagna was in for, and if you had just heated it up, I'd have a sandwich right now!
That is the ultimate sexy wife gaslight right there, bro.
It's like, yeah, I guess I make the sandwiches.
Exactly. I take out the trash good. You know,
I do
like,
not. I'm very
on.
Bad at it. I let it.
Crazy.
I let it build up. I. I'm so lazy.
Yeah, but she's
my
like, oh, you
hurts.
Take out the trash so much better than me. I'm like, bitch, I'm not five.
They fucking like, closed the goddamn trash chute in my building, so now you have to take it outside.
Oh, that's a pain in the ass. I'd
yeah.
let it build up too if it was that.
Yeah.
I just go to the hallway and put. It
no,
in.
I always do it at like 4 in the morning when I know nobody, because I always get weirded out to have like three bags of trash in the elevator. And people would be like, oh, you're a pig. You just have trash in your house.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So
yeah.
I always go at like 4 in the morning and do secret trash runs.
Yeah. I like always hearing these New Yorker ways to be because, you know, I'm from a place where I've, you know, my name's on the deed of acreage.
Yeah. Oh.
So it's like just hearing y'all be like, you know, I'll walk around and I'll look at any apartment building and I'm like, oh, there's more people in that literal building on every block than were in my whole town.
Of course.
And even in Chicago, we have more space than even kind of the hyper, you know, just congestion of human beings that is this city. But yeah, I'm like dying laughing about it. I like doing those kinds of like domestic menial cleaning tasks. So like I'm very like I like hand washing dishes.
Mm.
I like everything. Like when you I haven't always been this way. Like in alcoholism, I was quite messy and I can be still that way if I don't stay on it. But now I recognize that like especially with me being on the road often half the month, I leave my shit so tidy that it looks like I do not intend to come back. Like, if you kind of, like, came into my room, if I, like, happened to just, like, pass.
Yeah, you're going to miss me,
when I was
baby.
Out in, you know, the Pacific Northwest, they'd walk into, like, a room and be like, who was in here? What little Zen monk? Like, it's very, like, I just, like, I'm preparing.
Aww.
For whatever is like it looks like, yeah, like our there were like she's gonna like wander off and like not come back out.
That's like a remembrance too, though.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like I remember her this way.
Yeah, I like some of those like little like I would be like a liberal trad wife.
To give you an idea of what a small suburb, everybody and everybody's business I grew up in, there was a couple across the street from us. George and Violet, who were probably my grandparents' age, like 80s, 90s. At 3 in the morning, George would get up. They didn't put garbage in front of their house, but he would take all their garbage and put it in front of the three houses around him so that there was never garbage in front of their house. So he would distribute their garbage into other people's cans.
At 3 a.m., that's
OCD shit right there.
And then the wife would come out the next day and be like, man, you guys have a lot of garbage. George and I don't put out anything.
Right, yeah.
You're like, bitch, you shit, and you do all this stuff, too. What are you doing?
And we would catch him up in the middle of the night, and he would plant them in different people's cans.
Oh, but did he not pay the... Because sometimes in certain, like...
No,
areas,
he would put out empty cans.
Oh, my God.
It was completely so that they could say they didn't have garbage.
That's OCD mentally
ill. It is.
Ill,
it's so, or,
right
yeah,
there.
Because it's like, you know, even the aesthetics of that are just being, like, the work that you have to do instead of just being, like, we also have trash.
He's dividing it equally, too. He's not like putting two here. He's putting like one here, one here, one there. That's
I love
methodic,
the 3 a.m. of it too. I hope that he had to like set an alarm. Like they're kind of older, so they maybe were like asleep, but he would get up at what
I bet
he
that's
believed
when he gets
was
up.
The
I
time.
I bet that's when he got up.
Yeah.
For sure. Maybe to take like a medicine, like a certain pill.
A
and
lot
like,
of old
I'll
people get up
here.
At asshole.
They get up early.
My grandpa used to get up at 3:30 or 4 to go to the diner and have breakfast by himself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because
he didn't want to see his family.
At least he
and he would come back with no pants on sometimes,
hey.
And then we'd have to figure out if he wore pants to the diner.
Right, right. Did he lose them on the way? Or?
Usually didn't put them on. On more than one occasion, came back with the hanger still in his suit jacket.
Hey, at least he tried, bro. You know, at least he tried.
And then did not recognize his waitress of 35 years when he saw her in a different restaurant.
That's dementia a little bit.
No, yeah. It was the fact that when my grandma called him out on it, she goes, Charles, that's been your waitress at the diner every morning for 35 years. And my grandfather goes, I read the fucking paper.
Yeah, I'm not looking at this bitch.
I'm not always, you know, I'm in spaces, but what am I seeing in there? Who knows?
I'm not paying attention
to where
my
focus is.
I actually got a line I've been doing in my act for my grandpa's. One day my uncle came down the stairs and my grandpa just looked at him and went, what are you, a fucking jerk? And now I've been using jerk in my act more.
I'm a
jerk.
Jerk
is such a fun word,
I'm
too.
I'm a jerk, yeah.
Because no, I tell young guys this now. If you're in a fight on stage, at a bar, anything, with a chick, in a relationship.
Okay.
Never, ever call a woman a bitch, a cunt, any of a derogatory word for a woman.
Okay.
Because now you have lost.
That's true.
Because she can now go, well, he's a fucking piece of shit, doesn't respect women.
Yeah.
You've now lost 100% anything else you say, even if you're right, you have lost because you went to that. But if you call a girl a gender neutral insult, it will dig in her skull. Lady, you're being an asshole.
Yeah, jerk.
Lady, you're a jerk. Why are you such a mean jerk?
Yeah, dipshit.
Yeah, you're a fucking real asshole. You know that? Yeah,
even right. Idiot is neutral.
Yeah.
Idiot, yeah. Retard.
No, I feel like idiot, I mean, it they is, can. For sure. I think idiots sometimes can almost, they could go, he thinks women are dumb.
Women are stupid, yeah.
But if yeah, you jerk, asshole. An asshole.
Yeah, anything gender
you're a piece
neutral.
Of shit.
Yeah, I'm going to use that.
It really, really fucking, because their next half of their argument, they wanted, that in their head, they were about to have.
Yep.
You just fucked up the plans.
You just slashed it right down. I like that.
Thoughts? Is that too crazy?
No.
No, I agree. 100%.
I think overall it'd be better to not.
Now I'm going to look at ChatGPT.
Call women
neutral.
Those words in general.
Well.
Because I don't think it's conducive to good conversation.
Well, my big thing is anytime I've been called that in a conversation by a man, and there's been too many times to count.
Yeah.
But the reality was I was exhibiting behaviors, actions, and speaking words that were in alignment, in accordance with some of the words that I was being called by said man.
Yeah.
However, the greater issue there is like what we're saying. It's also like if you'll call me a cunt just in a, you know, an a heated argument, that's not the highest you can go. So it's like not only is it like you played all your cards fast with just like these like the worst words, so to speak, but I know those aren't the worst. You know, so it's just kind of like those are becoming those things too where I'm like, like I really hear you. On that, like, that's what will cause me to, like, turn away from someone because I'm just like, oh, yeah, you've just, like, I can tell you're, like, a person I don't really even trust to bring around my family.
Yeah, I'll just shut down.
You know, like, I'll if you're going to, if you can call me a bitch or a cunt so simple, like, I'm not going to bring you around to, like, my homies.
Right, like, at least let it be warranted that I'm a cunt.
Yeah, for sure. Where, like, where they call you a cunt.
Or if you're
like,
British. Hey,
you were being a cunt at that baseball game. That's insane.
Yeah, that's crazy.
And then you can be like, yeah, that's right.
But the British use cunt like we do.
For sure. Yeah, like,
that's
twat.
But that's okay.
I like the word twat a lot, even though I think that it is kind of gendered. I think when people think about it, but I know that over there they use that a lot too.
You're just a twat. Like, you're
real
cunt.
Twat.
Yeah, that's fine. There's, I think wanker works too.
I love wanker. Yeah.
Wanker's
so
way
good.
Better than jerk off.
Wanker's so good.
Funny.
Jerk off's also good though.
Yeah, it is. It's got legs.
Yeah, jerk off takes jerk to a whole nother.
Yeah, you're jerk off.
I found that. I've told this before. I apologize. I didn't know scumbag was, I guess, a much worse curse when we were younger. Or my parents were convinced it was.
Scumbag.
Because we were watching The Simpsons when I was a kid, and they were doing one of those things where they pan through a giant crowd and there's cameos from old episodes. And they went, oh, that's Jimmy the Scumbag. And my dad flipped out because I guess to them, a scumbag means a used condom.
Oh!
Which I've never...
That's actually funny.
...put together.
Shit.
To me, it was always, oh, he's scum. Like, he's...
Yeah, like douchebag. Like douchebag's another
douchebag
one that
is,
I love.
But it's also for a very specific
thing.
Yeah,
I guess. And I never was like thinking about it when I said it as a
little
kid.
Scumbag.
About like what the douche
and
part of it was.
And I had to go get my Simpsons encyclopedia and show my mom and dad that his name was Jimmy the Scumbag. And I was like, it's in the book. It cannot be that bad of a curse.
But it's like a... What did you say it was a used condom?
I think, yeah.
It's like a cum bag, but put an S on it. Scumbag.
Yeah, Shannon, am I right about that?
That's so crazy.
Yes, I had a similar thing when I was a kid, like a teenager, where I used the term and my parents were mad. I was like, I don't understand why. And then
scumbag?
They explained it.
Yeah. Well, it does sound like something.
So it's like a boomer
teenage
thing.
Shannon would say.
You scumbag.
He's a real scumbag, Ma.
Yeah, he's a scumbag.
He said he was going to pick me up at 9, take me to Cheesecake Factory.
He never came.
He came at 11, got me Culver's. He didn't even take me to Dynamo.
I still
something
like
that.
Culver's, though. I'd eat a little Butter Burger right now.
What?
I said I still like Culver's.
It tempted me all weekend.
I mean, I go home to Indiana sometimes, you know? It's just like I'm eating pretty healthy anymore and pretty plant-based because, like, you just are not going to look like this in your 40s if you're eating dog shit. But I'm known to get home and, like, get manic and eat, like, Long John Silver's with a Dairy Queen back. So
I did try PD dough for the first time.
Ooh. Yeah?
Are you familiar?
No idea, but I heard the word dough and I'm in.
I guess they have it in the South and they had it in Indiana the other day.
What's it called?
Not Indiana. Excuse me. We were in Michigan.
Okay.
But it was also in Indiana. It's PD space dough.
Okay, I'll keep
pizza?
An eye.
It is calzones.
Ooh.
And they had a cheeseburger calzone that made your boy very happy.
I love to hear it.
That sounds good.
Yes, that was a late night bought Crackamico some dinner.
PD
I love Crackamico. Shout out Crackamico. He's funny as fuck.
Me and Crackamico hung out till 5 in the morning eating calzones and watching wrestling. I gave him a history lesson.
Yo.
Against his will.
I guess, well, maybe he needed it. I don't know. You can't rape the willing.
But we were the boys. Well. The boys were out. The boys had a good time.
His music and his raps are so goddamn funny.
His new live show is so fucking funny. I'm so glad I wasn't
I really
closing.
Fuck with him, man. He's hilarious.
I legitimately could not have followed him any of the nights.
Really?
The people were just fucking going. People were hyped, dude. I can't make everybody sit back down.
Yeah,
I had to follow a DJ recently at a show, and I had like a feeling like that where I like got up and I was at an Asian American Pacific Islander festival. What a nightmare sentence. In a room that looked like it was themed the Titanic. So it's like the whole thing was just like not it. But immediately I had to like talk about that where I was like, hey, I mean, so incredible to be included on this. Like it's very in alignment with like my heart and I'm happy to be here, but I'm like, you know, on a variety show or even when things are a little bit different or somebody just creates this like pocket of energy that's whatever, I'm like, you know, the very first act that came up was like a play about grief, you know, and then I'll get up there and be like 9/11, right? You know, yeah. So like the juxtaposition is so like, oh, go fuck yourself. But even me following the music, I'm like, I didn't want to come up after the vibes. I was vibing. And then now I have to get up here and be like, okay, so everything we just had happening, it's over.
Yeah, I get it.
And here are some thoughts I have as we stand here in this space. But yeah, there's certain times where I'm like, don't make me.
Had to do a benefit and they bring up the person it's for right
now. No, they don't be letting me do benefits.
I did one for a baby.
What do you mean? Benefit?
A baby with
cancer.
Cancer.
Yeah.
And right before I was on the stage,
nightmare.
And they brought out a guy with an acoustic guitar and the baby, and they sang
here
the baby
in heaven.
A song.
Oh God!
And then
God.
I had to do stand up.
Yeah, that sounds horrific, bro.
Yeah, yeah, horrific. It went bad. It went real bad. It was a fucking.
Oh, fuck. I can't even imagine.
It was a great club and they're very nice, but I took a hot one.
You can't
one.
Follow that. Some sad shit. And then you're like, hey. Nah, man.
People don't understand comedy needs to be in a better spot. Like, you can't go after a sad thing and you got to turn the lights out.
Yes.
Because they can all see
or at least
each other.
Down.
If they could all see each other, then they feel judged about laughing.
That festival I was in, like, not only were we in this room, like I said, that was like what seemed like a scale model of the Titanic. Like, just hardwoods, parquet floor, everyone spread around just, like, watching me, like, what, you know? But
that's
it's
weird.
Like, yeah, the lights were up. It was like, you know, strung lights like a barn wedding. And I just like recognized it was like the opposite of everything I have in clubs where even then people can be tied on laughing when they're unseen.
Yeah.
You're all this light? Oh, no. I was just like, I would never.
And even if you want to laugh, if the girl's not laughing next to you, you're not going to laugh. It's like, get over your fucking self. You know that shit's funny. Come on.
Was it a hotel conference room?
Yeah, it was at a Chicago Athletic Club is what it's called, but it was just like one of those where I walk in and right away I was like, I'm too high and I'm not high enough for the energy that's going to take. And, you know, I knew it was one of those where people were going to leave and really like gas me in a beautiful way to be like, thank you for being a part of the Asian diaspora. You know, like you're socially conscientious and like that kind of stuff. But I knew the work it was going to take for 20 minutes of like twisting and turning like a manic pinata in conditions that are just like not worth the weight in gold or any spot pay that they could give us, you know, like we're saying, having to follow certain things where you're like, you'll never in the audience understand the absurdity of what I'm having to like step into right now.
Exactly. Yeah. Cause they don't know how
ever.
To set it up correctly.
At those moments, I would rather be a delivery driver, a female delivery driver in New York than sometimes
DoorDash.
Just being like, I'm going to, oh no. Okay. I'm going to slow down this 10 minutes because that's where we're at. Yeah, and yeah. I see y'all's faces.
At least you recognize that.
Clearly, though. I can see into your pores. I'm so happy. Yeah, thank God, but it doesn't make it any easier. I wish I didn't recognize it.
No.
I would love to not know I was walking into a shit show sometimes.
Same. That's true, too. That's true.
I would love to just have the ignorance.
Yeah, ignorance is bliss type shit. Like, you don't even know.
Because when you get to certain places, like, you know, I've done, like, tattoo conventions, and I'm like, when am I going up there? Like, oh, you're just going to go out with a mic in the middle of the day.
I'm right.
Like, oh, good. For no one?
Exactly.
Great. I'm going to bomb horribly. And they go, yeah, oh, yeah, you're going to do really bad. Yeah. Okay, thanks. Yeah.
Even the college circuit from the friends of mine that work clean enough to be able to do it talk about that stuff, and they'll just, like, they'll get paid, like, fat, but they have to, like,
stand on a table.
Legitimately, they're at, like, they're in Tulane in a dining hall talking as kids are going between a Sbarro and a burrito.
Yeah, you're standing on a lunch table.
No fucking
way. On a lunch table with, like, a guitar amp with a microphone in it.
Yeah, I thought bar shows were bad.
I would sing covers. They'd be like, actually, we booked Hannah for comedy, but she just sang songs and it was fine.
I had a tattoo convention and I had to go up twice, and in between, they go, hey, nobody can hear you.
I hate it.
So they turned me up, and then they were like, hey, you have to leave. And I'm like, why? And they're like, we didn't realize the speakers were all in the middle of the room.
Oh, my God.
So when we turned you up, it was, like, unbearably loud, and you yelled a joke, and a bunch of people all fucked up their tattoos. And they all, like, put lines on people, and they're all really pissed. Like,
oh,
people want their money back. And we have to put you in a car right now because all the tattoo artists are really upset. And I'm like, yeah, I'm going to go.
Yeah.
Would you do like a primordial scream?
No, but they turned me all the way up.
I hear you. I hear you. And just, I'm thinking about that because I was just on a show with someone in Alaska where the headliner got a tattoo as she was doing her set. And I found myself like thinking on the sidelines about the intake, you know, just certain like things that could happen. In those types of ways.
Weird.
Like, you know, just like seeing somebody mess up a tattoo as you're doing work. But even in that way, I'm just like, you doing that. And I can be so animated and unhinged during sets. So,
mic'd up.
I have no inside voice.
Yeah.
So on top of that, like thinking about that, I'm like, oh, my God, I'm so glad. I'm so sorry that happened to you. But I, for myself, will use this as a moment, a teachable moment that I'll put into my bank for later.
But at least they got Zach and Migo lines on them.
No, they hated me.
God, though, I love it. There's nothing you can do. This is not your fucking problem. Also, you know, like,
sound check.
Us.
How about
Thank
that?
You.
How about do
Thank
a sound
you.
Check? For
How
me?
About no for once, like when people are putting things that aren't comedy with comedy?
Dumbass.
That there's just like some stuff that like cannot. There's just like non-negotiables, and the non-negotiables are never being like met in ways that like please me. Every time I'm at a show where I'm like, oh, the money's good or the venue's beautiful, where I'm like, oh, I'm in a hotel ballroom or whatever, I'm like, something's going to get lost on the actual like performance comedy side of this.
Yes.
I know that whatever's up here, it's that crazy hot matrix with a bitch where it's like, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, we're in a Hilton. Well, it's going to probably feel like I'm, you know, going down on the Titanic in the Hilton.
Yeah.
And that's what it literally was.
Oh,
where I'm like,
that.
This ain't, how do we get in here? But that's so
At least you did
funny.
It, bro.
We're, you know, I'm,
and sometimes they're the most fun. So always don't go in with
it.
A negative.
For sure.
Sometimes it's super, super fun. Sometimes, you know, like some of my favorite shows have been like golf club, like country clubs, golf nights and shit. I'm just fucking with old men.
I love
that. They probably love that though.
Yeah, they have a blast.
Yeah, they
all want to tell me stories about their fat wives.
Exactly.
All right, guys, we're gonna call it here. Thank you so much to Hannah Rauschlein and Sherry Supreme.
Yes.
Check them out online, support them, and we'll be back on Friday with our bonus episode. Goodbye, y'all.
Thanks, Pat.
Fun's begun, no sleeping in. Noon is morning, time to him. Pop the bagel, chug it down.